ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Cresting rivers put parts of Texas at risk, even as more rain's expected. ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore.
Here in Conroe, Texas, the San Jacinto River has completely commandeered McDade Park, and unfortunately, more rain is on the way. The alerts are expansive. Flood watches stretching from Houston, Texas, all the way up to Tulsa.
Responders rescuing about 400 people, some from their rooftops. Hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas could be fading as Hamas demands a commitment for a permanent end to the war. But Israel's leaders are saying they want to finish off Hamas and Rafah. Israel shutting down the Al Jazeera News Network's offices in the country. Prime Minister Netanyahu calling the network a, quote, incitement channel against Israel. Al Jazeera calling it a deceptive and slanderous move. In Connecticut, I-95 reopened today after a fiery collision that compromised an overpass. Workers putting in overtime to get that bridge cleared and the highway reopened. This is ABC News. The countdown is on to tomorrow's test launch of Boeing's Starliner space capsule. It was first supposed to launch in 2020, but delays because of problems, including a computer issue that would put the spacecraft in the wrong orbit. Now supposedly fixed. More from ABC's Faith Abube.
NASA has two of its most experienced astronauts on Monday's test flight, pilots Sunita Williams and Commander Butch Wilmore.
We're absolutely confident in all aspects. We don't expect to have significant failure modes.
We don't expect things to go wrong, but we know that we are going to be fine because we have this backup capability.
This mission launching on a United Launch Alliance Atlas V from Pad 41 at Cape Canaveral.
The Department of Agriculture recalling more than 16,000 pounds of raw ground beef sold at Walmart for possible E. coli contamination. The beef was produced late last month by Cargill Meat Solutions. Walmart says 11 states from Massachusetts, North Carolina, and Washington sold the now recalled beef. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Look for clear and cool conditions tonight with a low of 43. It'll be mostly sunny, mild, and a touch breezy tomorrow with a high of 74, and increasing clouds and breezy tomorrow night with a 50% chance of showers by daybreak. And Tuesday morning, and then lows will be in the low will be 55. Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 68 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, May 5th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. A former Milwaukee election official convicted of misconduct in office and fraud for obtaining fake absentee ballots has been sentenced to 1 year of probation and fined $3,000. 47-year-old Kimberly Zapata also was ordered Thursday to complete 120 hours of community service. Prosecutors charged Zapata in November of 2022 with one felony count of misconduct in public office and three misdemeanor counts of election fraud. A jury in March found her guilty on all four counts. Zapata says she regretted her actions, she said, stemmed from a complete emotional breakdown. She says she has autism spectrum disorder, which makes it difficult for her to regulate emotions, sensory input, and thought processes. Harley-Davidson is moving workers from Wauwatosa and California and bringing them home to their Milwaukee headquarters. The Milwaukee Business Journal reported that the company is consolidating their LiveWire production line, housing it at their Westside facility. The LiveWire is their electric bike. Employees are expected to transition to the headquarters facility later this year. Crime is down, but people tell local leaders public safety is their top concern. Danny Thompson is Waukesha's police chief. He says people should tell candidates this election year to work with local law enforcement.
One is helping training is important. Two is education, getting funding to help educate our kids and not to get involved in crime and drugs and things of that nature. And three is that engagement piece and being in partnership with the community.
Local law enforcement leaders say more needs to be done for mental health in Wisconsin. Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bacon.
Not only can we have those crisis centers, but we need to have a community approach to make sure that these people are getting the support that they need within their communities.
Thompson and Bacon were speaking with Wisconsin Eye. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has selected Haley Heinzel of Oconomowoc as Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland. In this position, Heinzel will work for the contract year as a full-time communications professional for DATCAP, educating and public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Heinzel will graduate in May of 2024 from the University of Wisconsin-Madison with a degree in life sciences communications. I am so excited and honored to be spending the next year serving as the 77th Alice in Dairyland, the official ambassador of Wisconsin's diverse and abundant agriculture industry, says Heinzel. I'm looking forward to connecting Wisconsinites with agriculture, sharing the impact of this vibrant industry, both in local communities and across the state, and sharing the stories of the hardworking individuals who dedicate their lives to agriculture every day. Heinzel was selected as the 77th Alice in Dairyland Finals hosted by Doran County this weekend. She will begin her term as the 77th Alice in Dairyland on July 8th. She succeeds the 76th Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow of Poinette, who will continue her current term until the transition in July. Many municipalities and areas have embraced No Mow May as a way to encourage growth of food for pollinators coming out of hibernation. Julie Mazzaloni with the Brown County Beekeepers Association.
No Mow May is really well intended because we want to remember that our pollinators need early blooming flowers. So by cutting down and removing all the dandelions, we're removing food for them, pollen and nectar.
Being mindful during spring yard cleanup can go a long way towards helping bees, butterflies, and other pollinators thrive. Wayne Steigelman with the A-Frame Acres.
Where most pollinators, I think 80% of them, they hibernate underground, either like a newly mated queen or they lay their eggs, they have young underground. So that's why in May we have to be careful of how we clean up to protect them.
Steigelman says slow mow May or mowing less frequently and putting your mower at a higher setting will help you just as much.
We're changing the verbiage because some of the science behind it has been kind of retracted.
Environmentalists and apiary enthusiasts say allowing access to dandelions and early blooming plants during No Mow May helps pollinators coming out of hibernation. But there is an even better option. Wayne Steigelman says native blooming plants provide a sustainable habitat for pollinators.
You can still cut your lawn, but throughout the whole year, plant native plants, decorative plants, if you want, early blooming, mid blooming, late blooming. So that way the pollinators have something to feed on year round.
J&J Recycling and Salvage located in...
Habitat loss is the primary reason for declining insect and pollinator populations. Check with your local municipality for No Mow May restrictions or requirements. Tickets are now available for a second daily Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago via Milwaukee. New state-sponsored Borealis trains originate from St. Paul at midday and from Chicago in the late morning. Travelers seeking a more comfortable, sustainable, and productive choice than driving will have double the current rail operations starting May 21st. And The trains will make the current Empire Builder stops between St. Paul and Milwaukee, and Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. Amtrak Borealis trains will offer coach and business class in addition to a cafe car featuring regional items. Customers will enjoy wide reclining seats with ample legroom, no middle seat, free Wi-Fi, and views of the Mississippi River between St. Paul and La Crosse, Wisconsin. In daylight in both directions across Wisconsin, Amtrak Borealis coach fares start at $41 each way between St. Paul and Chicago for adults, with everyday discounts for children aged 2 to 12, students, seniors, veterans, military personnel, and families, groups, and others. The new service is sponsored by the states of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Amtrak now operates 29 state-supported routes with 18 state partners. Spring is a baby animal season in Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to leave fawns alone while they're out exploring the state during the warm weather months. If you encounter a fawn while outdoors, the DNR urges you not to touch it or intervene in any way. There's a good chance it's right where it's supposed to be, and its mother isn't far away. In the first few weeks of life, fawns are left alone most of the day and stay hidden while their mother stays home distance away to avoid drawing attention to their fawn's location. They lie still in brush or grass, keeping quiet until their mother's return. Although the mother can return at any time of the day to nurse the fawn, white-tailed deer are more active at dawn and dusk, which means the fawn can be alone for long periods between feedings. It is rare that an unaccompanied fawn has been abandoned. If you find a fawn lying still and quiet, leave it alone. Leave the area and do not go near the spot again. Do not touch the fawn or bring children, pets, or friends to look at it. Doing so could endanger the fawn by giving it away, its location to a predator, and its mother won't return to nurse the fawn while people or pets are nearby. If you have further questions or encounter a fawn that appears to be sick or injured, call the DNR or a licensed wildlife rehabilitator for guidance. It is again the law in Wisconsin to possess a wild animal without the proper license. Moving is always a stressful project. Throw in the threat of a moving scam and things get even worse. Before hiring a moving company, careful research is necessary to avoid falling victim to a moving scam. These scams run the gamut from missing items, massive price hikes, and in some cases, goods being held hostage for an additional payment. In 2023, 1.5 million inquiries on BBB.org were made about moving companies, and 5,918 complaints were filed with the Better Business Bureau against moving companies through the year. Additionally, consumers who fell victim to moving scams and reported them to BBB Scam Tracker in 2023 lost a median of $350. With the amount of moving activity during the spring and summer, the potential of being a victim of a moving scam also increases. There are several versions of moving scams reported to BBB every year. To avoid becoming a victim of a moving scam that this National Moving Month and in the future, BBB recommends consumers follow these guidelines. Watch out for warning signs when reviewing a company's website. If there's no address or information about a mover's registration or insurance, it is a sign that it may not possess the proper policies to protect a consumer's belongings. Additionally, if the mover uses a rented truck or offers an estimate over the phone prior to or instead of conducting an on-site inspection. Be wary of unusual requests and extra costs. Get everything in writing. When moving between states, check BBB.org or contact your local BBB to check if the business is reputable. Keep an inventory of your belongings. Taking photos of the contents before packing is a great way to prove if damages were incurred during the moving process. And ask questions. Do not be afraid to ask questions about anything you don't understand. If the moving company can't or won't answer your question, look for another company. WRCO News Time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Today is Sunday, May 5th. Bonnie Jean Bonita Williams, 69, of Baraboo, died April 27th at home after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 2 tomorrow at Baldwin Funeral Services in Baraboo. Burial will be held in Walnut Hill Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at Baldwin Funeral Services tomorrow from 1 until the time of service at 2. Bonnie Jean Bonita Williams, 69, of Baraboo. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at UW Health Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. Daryl Dwayne Beyer, 65, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 2. Daryl Dwayne Beyer, 65, of Richland Center. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center, died yesterday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from 5 until 7. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died Thursday from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life and visitation will be held on Monday, May 13th, from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey there, I hope you're having a great Sunday. This is WRCO meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. We have a high-pressure system currently centered over southern Wisconsin that's helped keep skies mostly clear throughout the day today, so plenty of sunshine and temperatures warmed up nicely into the upper 60s across our region. There are a few high clouds filtering in from the southwest thanks to a weather system making its way across the southern Mississippi River Valley. However, there won't really be any impacts for us overnight tonight. We're expecting skies to clear and temperatures to fall into the lower 40s. Into tomorrow, things again will be very nice. Winds from the southeast kicking up a bit, so you might notice the breeze at times, but otherwise mostly sunny and highs in the mid-70s. Now, the next weather system that we're watching will be making its way into the region by daybreak on Tuesday morning, so we'll be watching waves of showers and thunderstorms across southwest Wisconsin, especially during the day on Tuesday. Highs, though, once again in the mid-70s. 70s. More showers and thunderstorms possible on Wednesday. Then it looks like it'll be cooler by the second half of the week. And as we're heading into next weekend as well, more chances for showers, highs in the 60s. Your forecast for this evening, mainly clear skies, turning clear overnight tonight and cool with a low of 43 degrees. Winds turning to the east, 2 to 5 miles per hour. On Monday, mostly sunny, mild, and a touch breezy, high 74. Winds from the southeast, 10 to 17. Monday night, increasing clouds and breezy, a 50% chance of showers by daybreak, low 55. Winds from the southeast, 10 to 17. On Tuesday, variably cloudy, breezy, and mild, with a few periods of showers and thunderstorms likely, high 74. Winds from the southeast, turning southwest, 10 to 17. Looking ahead to Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy with showers likely by evening, a few thunderstorms possible as well, low 48, high 73. On Thursday, breezy and cooler with occasional showers, low 50, high 61. On Friday, partly cloudy and breezy with a small chance of showers by evening, low 42, high 64. And on Saturday, partly cloudy with slight chances for showers again later in the day, low 42, high 67. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Have a great week.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 68 degrees, which is also our daytime high after a morning low of 39. Yesterday's high was also 68 degrees with us receiving 18/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1949 is 96, with a record low of 26 set back in 1967. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 58. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:08, with sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:48. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.02, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 68 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
And in high school sports yesterday, the Riverdale Chieftains hosted the Ginger Morey Track Invitational in Muscadet. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Richland Center girls track team won the Ginger Morey Invitational track meet held at Riverdale Saturday. They scored 120 points. Riverdale finished second at 118. North Crawford was third. Ithaca Weston was fourth with 101. New Lisbon was fifth among the eight teams. In the boys, North Crawford was first with 150. New Lisbon second, 143. Richland Center was third with 108. And Riverdale was fourth with 90. Winnewick Center was fifth
fourth. Ithaca Weston finished seventh. Here's a look at some of the girls' results from the local teams. Riverdale's 4x8 finished first. Olivia Meese, Ellie Hudson, Jenna Wheatman, and Mallory Meese. Richland Center was second. Shanice Anderson, Clarice Possen, Rachel Waterfall, and Grace Fretz. Gretchen Buchholz was first in the 100-meter hurdles for the Riverdale Chieftains with a time of 17:18. Kaylee Peterson of Ithaca Weston was first in the 100-meter dash. Kaylee Miller took second for Ithaca Weston as well. Riverdale's Mallory Meese was second in the 1600 run on Saturday at Riverdale. Ithaca Weston's 4x2 relay team finished second. Maggie Kirshner, Leah Puig, Jasmine Meyer, and Aubrey Cook ran that. Clarice Possen of Richland Center was third in the 400 dash at Riverdale. Also, Ithaca Weston's 4x1 relay team was first. Aubrey Cook, Kaylee Miller, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. Tristan Peterson was first in the 300-meter hurdles with a time of 55:57. Ellie Hudson was fourth in the 800-meter run. Ithaca Weston's Kaylee Peterson took first in the 200-meter dash with a time of 27:90. Aubrey Cook, also of Ithaca Weston, finished second. Jenna Wheatman of Riverdale was first in the 3200 run. Rachel Waterfall of Richland Center finished second. The Riverdale 4x4 relay team was first. Mallory Meese, Olivia Meese, along with Gretchen Buchholz and Riley Beers with a time of 4:35:44. Richland Center was second. Danica Pauls, Shanice Anderson, Grace Fretz, and Clarice Possen ran that. Kaylee Miller, Ithaca Weston, was first in the high jump. Riverdale's Gretchen Buchholz second in that event. And then Richland Center's Grace Fretz and Danica Pauls finished third and fourth. Danica Pauls won the pole vault with a 10-3 vault. Kaylee Carter Riverdale was second. It was Soleil Ewing of Richland Center finishing first in the long jump. Tristan Peterson, Ithaca Weston, was third. Soleil Ewing was first in the triple jump with a 35:7:50. Ithaca Weston's Aubrey Cook finished second. Haley Schneider Riverdale was third. Madeline Huber took first in the discus throw for Richland Center. Riverdale's Kayla McCorkle was second. And Madeline Huber was first in the shot put throw as well with a 34:6 throw in the final. In the boys' events, Richland Center's 4x8 was first. Harrison Carpenter, Robert Budden, Kiernan Culver, and Ryan Standler ran that for the Hornets. In other boys' events, Riverdale's Tim Bailey was first in the 100-meter dash with an 11-second time. Also, it was a first-place finish for Richland Center's Malachi Fretz in the 1600 with a 4:41:31. Clayton Lee, Ithaca Weston, finished second, and Ryan Standler, Richland Center, was third in that event. The RC 4x2 relay team was first. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper. Tim Bailey of Riverdale again finished first in the 400-meter dash. Riverdale's Noah Arrington was second, and the Chieftains' Braden Goodweiler was third. 1-2-3 for the Chieftains in the 400. In the 4x1, Richland Center first. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper with a time of 47:19. Richland Center's Harrison Carpenter was fifth in the 800. Tim Bailey of Riverdale first in the 200-meter dash with a time of 22:93. Noah Arrington finished third for the Chieftains. Clayton Lee first in the 3200 with a time of 10:53:28. Kiernan Culver, Richland Center, was second. The 4x4 Hornets finished first. Grayson Banker, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Malachi Fretz, their time 3:43:37. Riverdale's Dietrich Buchholz was third in the high jump. Richland Center's Devin Woodhouse was second in the pole vault behind Liam Elton of North Crawford. Grayson Banker of Richland Center took third. Ithaca Weston's Carrick Thompson was fourth. For the Richland Center Hornets, Duncan Harper second in long jump. Riverdale's Drayton Deglow was fourth in the discus throw. And Teague Perkins, Richland Center, finished first in the shot put with a throw of 44:9. Riverdale's Drayton Deglow finished fourth at Ginger Mori on Saturday.
Thanks, Phil. Also in high school sports yesterday, Riverdale also hosted in softball the Riverdale Quad. And in the first game, Riverdale beat Waniwok Center by a score of 6-3. In the second game of the day, it was Pecatonica taking on Nakusa, and Pecatonica won that game 11-1. And then in the final, Riverdale beat Pecatonica by a score of 6-0. Elsewhere in girls' high school softball, Reedsburg beat Portage by a score of 9-3. 3. It was Auburndale over River Valley, 11-3. And also, in a game played yesterday, it was Toma defeating Menominee Falls by a score of 8-7. In baseball action, it was Wisconsin Dells beating Wautoma 14-2 in 5 innings, and Darlington beat Boscobel 11-1. In the Wood side sports complex, Mauston Triangular, Mauston beat Royal in the first game 7-0, and in the second game it was Royal over Mondovi by a score of 5-4, and also in that tournament Mauston beat Mondovi by a score of 2-1. Also yesterday it was it was Sauk Prairie beating River Valley in baseball 8-0. Also in baseball, in the Baldwin Woodville quadrangular, the Aliva Strum beat Viroqua by a score of 9-2, and in that same tournament, Baldwin Woodville beat Viroqua by a score of 9-6. Also, there was a couple soccer scores to pass along from yesterday from area action. River Valley beat Madison County Day, Abundant Life Christian, St. Ambrose by a score of 5-1, and it was Sauk Prairie over Toma 10-0. Javier Assad pitched 6 sparkling innings, and the Chicago Cubs beat Freddy Peralta and the Milwaukee Brewers 5-0 in the rubber game of their weekend set. Assad, he allowed 4 hits, struck out 4, and walked 3, lowering his ERA to 1.66. The right-hander has permitted 2 or fewer runs in each of his 7 starts this season. Chicago posted 2 straight wins against Milwaukee after losing 3-1 on Friday. The starting pitchers for the Cubs combined for 18 and a third scoreless innings in the series. Peralta matched his career high with 6 walks in 5 innings. He allowed 3 runs on a sunny, cool day at Wrigley Field. So the Brewers will be traveling to Kansas City tomorrow to take on the Royals in game 1 of a 3-game series. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 6:40, with the pregame starting at around 6:05. Zdeno Rafaela hit the first Red Sox home run in 7 games. Rafael Devers added another, and Boston ended Minnesota's 12-game winning streak by beating the Twins 9-2 today. Vaughn Grissom and Dominic Smith had 2-run doubles, and Boston ended a 3-game slide in which it scored just 4 runs. Ryan Jeffers homered, and Trevor Larnach had an RBI single for Minnesota. The Twins' 12-game winning streak was tied for the second longest in team history, behind a 15-win run in June of 1991, the last season Minnesota won the World Series. Other games played today in the majors. It was the Nationals beating the Blue Jays 11-8. The Pirates beat the Rockies 5-3. The Yankees defeated the Tigers 5-2. Also today, it was the Rays beating the Mets 7-6. And the Guardians over the Angels 4-1. The Rangers defeated the Royals 3-2. The Mariners beat the Astros 5-4. The Red Sox 9-2 over the Twins, as I just mentioned. And the White Sox beat the Cardinals 5-1. Other games that were played today are still in action. And so that's the wrap. And then tonight, the Phillies will be hosting the Giants. Donovan Mitchell scored 39 points, Caris LeVert added 15, and the Cleveland Cavaliers avoided a potentially franchise-shifting loss by rallying for a 106-94 win over the Orlando Magic in Game 7. The Cavs will play Boston in the next round. Cleveland trailed by 18 in the first half and was in danger of being knocked out in the first round for the second year in a row. But Mitchell, who scored 50 in a game six loss, put the Cavs on his back. Evan Mobley grabbed 16 rebounds as Cleveland won its first playoff series without LeBron James since 1993. Paolo Banchero scored 38 and added 16 rebounds to lead the Magic, who grew up in the series but couldn't figure out how to win in Cleveland, as both teams held serve on their floors. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Cordon Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress, lust in the draw, and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Lays on me when I pull up in the gravel drive, the way she dances with the raindrops, like she's the reason why they fall from the sky. And I thank him every time I close my eyes. God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. A small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Makes the good stuff.
Same girl, same dreams, I just can't shake. Then you walk in the door, just what I'm looking for. Oh, babe, I gotta get to know you. Cause every move you make is getting me high. Putting crazy thoughts in my mind. When you're shooting that smile over here, yeah, my way, girl. You got me thinking about the highway, highway. Whoa, 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 whoa. This town is like an acre dragging us down. The road. Your kiss is like a song that I can't write. Cause there ain't a word for what it feels like. When you're shooting that smile over here, yeah, my way, girl. You got me thinking about the highway, highway.
Please, baby, I got you.
some time with you and dance you all around the living room. Spin you down the hall to our bedroom. Baby, I got you. Whisper all your crazy fantasies. I'll kiss you till you tell me everything.
That was Tim Elliott with I Got You. And before that, we had Waterloo Revival and Tyler Hubbard. And right now, 68 degrees still and partly sunny out there. Supposed to clear out tonight and be cool with a low of 43. And we'll have more on weather coming up at the top of the hour. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost in the Avoca area, an Australian blue heeler with no collar. And I had mentioned a 739 number to call in case you find the dog. If you wrote that number down to give to somebody in case they want to call the people that are looking for the dog, that number has been changed. So if you find that Australian blue heeler, give a call to 815-871-0189. Once again, that's 815-871-0189 if you find that Australian blue heeler that was lost in the Avoca area. Also, a male German short-haired dog was found and the dog has no collar. The dog was found on North Congress Street. And if you are the owner of that dog, give a call to 608-475-9954. And a reminder that tomorrow that the Vernon County Emergency Management will be testing sirens as they do the first Monday of each month at 11 through September. There will be one exception for the Monday test, and that will be September 2nd. For that month, the sirens will be tested the following day. If inclement weather is in the area, the test will be done the next good weather day. And be sure to go out to the Richland Center High School tomorrow as the Richland Center High School bands will present their spring concert, and that's at 7:30 at the high school auditorium. The featured performing groups will be the freshman concert band and the symphonic band. Cost of admission is $5. Senior citizens will be admitted for free. And one more reminder, one more time, if you still have a little bit of time left, you're down in the down by the Soldiers Grove area, the Kickapoo Cowboy Church is being held at the Old Oak Inn at 6 o'clock this evening. And the music will be provided by Holy Crow and by Roddy Dahl.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Don't miss the fun at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival Friday, May 17th and Saturday, May 18th. Looking for a family day or a festive reason to hang out with your friends? This community event offers much variety, regardless of your age. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Honkers and Sportsman's Lounge, Electric Design, and Muscadet Mini Mart for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hi, this is Mark Jelenic from the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. The visitation and funeral service is the final farewell to our loved ones. The days following a funeral are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. These rituals are a positive contribution that help us through the grieving process. They provide a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Just called to tell you hi. Call me when you get this. Haven't talked lately, so hard to find the time. Give the boys a big kiss. Tell them that I miss them. By the way, I miss you too. Today, about how we used to play Barbie dolls and makeup, tea parties, dress up. I remember how we'd fight and make up and laugh all night. Wish we were kids again, my sister, my friend. Before I forget, I met someone. I think I really like him. I was just wondering if I'm jumping the gun by going out on a limb and invite him home for Christmas to meet the family. Yesterday, you brought home a what's-his-name. He had been drinking. What were you thinking? After dinner, he passed out. We can laugh about it now, 'cause we've learned a lot since then. My sister, my friend.
That was Reba with My Sister. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up and make way for Old Country with Bo Hinrichs. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll be on after we have some high school baseball, and that'll be going on tomorrow, or high school sports action, I should say, after our sports broadcast tomorrow. And then also be sure to keep it tuned right here for Old Country. That'll be going on from 6 until midnight, and Bo Hinrichs will be bringing you some great classic country music. And then during the overnight, we'll have some great music to take you up until 5 a.m., and Phil Nee will be on with the Light in the Milk House show, and he'll be bringing you some more great music, and he'll have some trivia, sports, and have Hank in the studio. It's going to be a great day when Mr. Phil Nee is on the air tomorrow. Taking us up to Old Country is This Is Country by, I'm sorry, This Is Country Music by Brad Paisley. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, and please stay safe.
Well, you're not supposed to say the word cancer in a song, and telling folks that Jesus is the answer can rub them wrong. It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little towns, or mama. Yeah, that might be true, but this is country music, and we do. Do you like to drink a cold one on the weekend and get a little laugh? Do you want to say I'm sorry or I love you, but you don't know? Somebody had the nerve to tell that stupid boss of yours to shove it next time he yells at you. Well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it. Echo of your mother on the phone, crying as she tells you that your brother is not coming home. Well, if there's anyone that still has pride in the memory of those that died defending the old red, white, and blue, this is country music, and we do. So turn it on. This is country music. He stopped loving her today. This is country music. Hello, darling.